From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A Paris auction house wants to put 70 artifacts sacred to the Hopi people up for sale. The Arizona tribe says the artifacts belong on the reservation and were removed without permission. Well, tomorrow, a judge in Paris plans to hold a hearing to determine the legality of the auction. From member station KJZZ, Laurel Morales reports.
This story contains language so sensitive to the Hopi people that the tribe doesn't even want us to describe what the sacred objects are. They're called Kachina friends by the Hopi. To the outside world, they are tribal masks.
Hopis do not think of these as inert objects.
Museum of Northern Arizona director and anthropologist Robert Brunig says the Hopi think of them as living beings. When a Hopi puts one on for a ceremony, he becomes a Kachina spirit.
Their word is Ikwatsi, my friend. It is a friend, so it's a living thing, and you don't take living things and sell them. It would be like selling maybe one of your children.
The artifacts up for sale are used in religious ceremonies in which the Hopi pray for rain, healing, and protection. The tribe has contacted the White House and the U.S. State Department requesting their help. Brunig has also sent a letter to the Nure Mene Auction House asking them to cancel the sale.
Where a Westerner would see it as an artwork, the Hopi see it as something much more and something that cannot be sold in this way. It is incredibly painful for them.
And that's why the Hopi Tribal Council recently talked to reporters. They wanted to put public pressure on the auction house. Chairman Leroy Singoitua says taking these items off Hopi land is against tribal law. In essence, they're stolen.
Today, if I was to go downtown of Flagstaff and go into any one of the churches and take a figure of Christ or a cross or whatever and go outside and use it for a fence post, in this country, I would be prosecuted immediately. Our dilemma is that now we're working in international waters.
The tribe has successfully repatriated items from museums in the United States with the help of the 1990 Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. While that law cannot help them outside the U.S., DePaul University law professor Patty Gerstenbliss says property law might.
If an object is communally owned, owned by a group, then an individual from that group does not necessarily have the authority to sell the object without the permission of the whole group.
For its part, the Nure Mene Auction House says all the items were obtained legally. In fact, two earlier sales in 2003 and 2006 took place in Paris without objections. Art expert Eric Genest works for the auction house and says they have papers proving ownership. Jeunesse says everything was bought from galleries. The auction house has to verify everything and make sure they were legally acquired. Jeunesse also says no one knows how the items were originally obtained, but it was well before the Native American Graves and Repatriation Act. Some of these items date back to the 1930s. Jeunesse says if the U.S. State Department requested the auction suspension from the French government, France would pay attention. France does not recognize Hopi as a sovereign nation. Jeunesse suggests if people are so concerned about the issue, a corporation with deep pockets should come to the tribe's rescue, buy up all the items, and return them to the Hopi people. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.